For the next hour, we're talking dirty on FM Talk 106.5, a show to help you win the battle against dirt. With information about vacuums, tips and tools to make your job easier. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. Now, here's your Talking Dirty host, David Lord.
I'm sorry. I just want to say I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Well,
I'm in trouble, Charlie, and you're going to have to help dig me out.
Wait a minute. You sound like you're saying half of the discussion that I often have with my wife at home. Because I have learned if I don't want to prolong, let's say, a disagreement, well, I'm sorry, honey.
It's
all my fault. I just wasn't thinking. What was I thinking?
Those are the greatest 27 words ever spoken.
Okay, so where are you staying at tonight, David?
Okay, well, I've got
a pup tent
we
can put in my backyard.
No, at the store. I've got a great couch.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yes. And I've had to sleep on that a couple
All
of times.
Right.
No, I owe a huge apology to our friends Sean and Ida Rayford. They are longtime customers. They are in the janitorial business. They do homes and offices. And, you know, I've said on this show several times that, you know, a large part of our business is janitorial companies.
Sure.
And it may be just, you know,
a mom and a pop deal or a company.
That's it. And I would say that's most of them. And then we also have several large companies with lots of employees that also come to us as well. And
so what did you do to this wonderful couple?
Well,
I might be mad at you myself.
Sean came in one day, and Sean and his wife Ida, they own a Fresh Living Cleaning, and they have been coming in for several years, about seven, to be honest with you. And
I think you've mentioned them before.
They are the hardest working people. They make James Brown look lazy. I mean, they are hard working people. And good, honest people. And one day he came in and said he would like to set up something and people could enter their name and get one, you know, we draw a name and you could get one free complete cleaning that they would do. And it was a way just to kind of, you know, just get some more exposure out there. And I was all over it. I wanted to be part of that. And I said, you know what, guys, listen, why don't I just go on the radio and talk about it? And I did. I did that part. But we were supposed to have a drawing at the end of the month. And then, of course.
Uh-oh, it's beginning to frame itself.
Yeah, well, then there was like a tornado.
I think I know what's coming.
No. You know, life happens, and then Auburn kept winning, and they kept winning in basketball, and then they bumped my show. How dare they bump my show for Auburn basketball? But they did. And
there's no justice.
And I was watching the Auburn basketball game myself, so I enjoyed watching that and missing me. But anyway, we are really a week behind, so I want to extend this offer for another week. Because I owe Sean and Ida big time for this. Go ahead.
I was going to say, before you get too down in the weeds on
yes.
the drawing, I always want to keep in mind the people who might be hearing this 6 months from the day we recorded it, that if you're not hearing this in early April,
yes.
you're hearing it later in the year, never mind.
No, I wouldn't even say that. Still, I want you to still keep entering, and I will still go back to Sean and Ida and say, hey, what can we do? Because one thing about them, Fresh Living Cleaning, like I said, they are hard workers, and you know what? They would love for people to be interested in the work that they do and how they do. And by the way, if you are interested in somebody coming by and giving you an estimate, their telephone number is 214-8300. But as far as this goes, I want you to either call our store. I can enter your name that way. It's either our main store number, 661-3549. That's our Westmobile store.
And those numbers will get repeated.
Many times. Or they can call our Fairhope store where Tony is at 928-9286, and they can enter in for this free cleaning special. And so, again, what would happen is either Sean or Ida or both of them would come by and take a look at the house, and they are offering one free complete cleaning for the lucky winner.
Now, we are talking residential cleaning.
Residential,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, because if you've got a five-story office building, we're
they would pounce all over that, wouldn't they?
Yeah, but not for free.
No, no. You can call my hotline number. That is 662-0599, or just come in and enter. So we're going to go on another week. I will announce the winner on this show, and we'll put it on our Facebook page as well. But again, if I could just say this, I'm sorry.
Okay, so they can call either store,
yes,
or the hotline,
yep,
or come in and say I want to enter my name in the drawing.
Yep.
And how long are you going to hold the drawing open?
Well,
this coming week, or
yeah. So this our next show next Sunday, we will announce the winner, and somebody's going to be very lucky. And they're going to get some of the best people you could ever get. And when I talk about the people that we deal with in the cleaning business, we're talking about a special group of people. You can't just let anybody in your home.
That's right.
Rummaging around through your stuff. It's really kind of, you know, if you couldn't trust those people, think of how icky and weird that would feel. So it starts with good, decent, honest people. And then after that, you want them to care for your stuff in your home. And then the most important thing is they have got to understand that what you want when you walk in, and the fact is you got work on your mind, and who knows, maybe you got to get home and cook dinner, and you got to get the laundry done, and you got so many things on your mind. The greatest thing in the world is to walk in the front door and just have a big, deep breath and go, man, it's wonderful here. And this is what Fresh Living Cleaning provides. So do give them a call if you are interested in having them come and give you an estimate, 214-8300. In the meantime, get by our stores or call our stores and enter for the free cleaning special put on by them. That is Sean and Ida Rayford at Fresh Living Cleaning. So there, I've done that, and now they won't come by the store and beat me or flog me in any way, shape, or form.
And as we when we wrap this segment, we'll get the two phone numbers for the store again,
yes,
in case somebody wants to pull off the side of the bayway and write down the phone numbers.
They're doing it right now, I can tell. And for the rest of you, guys, we are A&A Vacuum Art. I've spent, our family has spent three generations in the floor care business.
What year did your dad start A&A?
1954.
Wow.
And now we're down to third generation doing this. My kids are in the business, and really, it started as really a repair center for vacuum cleaners and floor care equipment, but then we also carry everything you would see at a big box store, as well as...
Except that you can see them outside of the box.
Well, isn't that nice? And you can actually try them and everything else. We beat Amazon's price. My kids would not let me on the air if I didn't get with the new program and know what's going on the internet. So they make sure that we beat Amazon's price on every machine. We do all our own service work. So when you buy a machine from me, let's say you want a $59 Dirt Devil vacuum. Well, when you get it from a big box store, you buy it, you throw the box in the cart, you take it home, you put it together. You've got to take out the big piece of paper that says do not return to store. You use it for a while, and if anything happens to it, if you can't fix it yourself quickly and easily, they will ask you to box it up and mail it to them. That's what you get for your $59. You get it from us. We put it together. We handle everything. We never mail back. And we take care of all the issues in our store.
And if you'd made one of those costly mistakes and bought it at the big box store, needs to be fixed.
Still available.
You're still available to fix it.
Absolutely. Guys, we'll be right back. You're listening to Talking Dirty with Dave and Charlie Moss.
More Talking Dirt is on the way with David Lord.
Okay, guys, we're back. David Lord from A&A Vacuum. We've got two locations. We've got one in West Mobile, a block west of University on Cottage Hill Road. The telephone number there is 661-3549. You'll usually catch me or Paul Linnendahl or my son Steven over there. On the Eastern Shore in Fairhope is my brother Tony. He is a half mile south of Thomas Hospital on Highway 98, right across the street from Cecil's Old Time Feed. His telephone number is 928-9286. You can catch us on Comcast Monday through Friday on Channel 6. Our television show goes from 7 to 7:30. And probably the biggest thing, if you're interested in maybe checking out what our store is like, go to our webpage. It is AA Vacuum, V-A-C-U-U-M, aavacuum.net. Our website is truly unique. Instead of a picture and a description, which everybody does, I want you to get a good feel of our store and what it's like to walk into a, you know, listen, going into a big box store doesn't take any courage because there's lots of people in there and you can just walk in and just kind of look around and don't worry, nobody will bother you with, you know, maybe trying to help you or anything. And in a small business, it sometimes is... And not everybody is the type of person just wants to go in and somebody say, hey, maybe I can help you find something or how are you doing today or something like that. They want a chance just to look, and we understand that. So on our website, when you go to it, there are videos that actually just short videos that show what our store is like and how we operate in our store. Any of the machines, in fact, all of the machines in our store, I want you to be able to pick them up and feel them and touch them and try them and make sure they fit your needs. There is nothing worse than a company saying, self-propelled. And Lord, it may be self-propelled, but if it's hard to push, so what? What do you care? And if it's hard to push, I don't care how great it is. You're not likely to get it out and use it very much, which would defeat the purpose of a good vacuum cleaner. So go to our website, aavacuum.net, and you can see how we're set up and what we do and what we offer. Because, of course, we sell conventional vacuum cleaners, the uprights and the canisters. We sell shampooers, steam mops, the best air purifiers. And then we do a very large business in the built-in vacuum flow business as well. All the homes that are going up, a lot of them want a vacuum system in them. And we've done it for many, many years. But with this new retractable hose system called Hida Hose, it has been just a wonderful new addition to these homes now. I do want to say we have a product line out there, and we've talked about it many times on the show. It's our Infinity Vacuum program. While we
and it is a unique program.
It really is. And again, when I talk about this, it's going to sound like we only carry the most expensive vacuums. And the fact is, we do carry some of those expensive vacuums. When people think of that, they think of, say, Rainbow. Rainbow vacuums are around $2,000 to $2,800.
But if you're one of those people that demand only the best and often the most expensive,
sure,
you can help take care of those folks, too.
Absolutely. And then the other part of this is that, you know what? Most of the sales we have, to be perfectly honest, are in the $200 range. And if you want to know the truth of the matter is, you can get some of the best vacuum cleaners in the range of $150 to $200. So while I carry everything from $49.95 on up to the most expensive level you could get, what we don't do in our store is grab a hold of your leg and try to talk you into the most expensive machine.
Matter of fact, David, the times I've been in there, y'all didn't try to talk me into anything. It was basically just, you know, we'll answer your questions or if there's something you want to know about it. But you guys are, and I like this personally, probably the lowest pressure salespeople I've ever known.
Well, Dad was always that way. Our repair business gives us tons of traffic. Wonderful, good traffic of people coming in, paying for the repairs, getting belts and bags. It's wonderful. So there is no pressure. Nobody gets a commission if you buy a vacuum cleaner today or not. So one of the things we won't do is if you say, hey, I want to think about it, we won't say, hey, well, if you buy it right this second, here, we'll do this and that and this and this. And but wait, there's more. Yeah. I want you comfortable. This is a vacuum cleaner. Nobody's going to starve to death if you don't buy, and you won't either. So I want you to get the stuff you want the way you want it, because, again, at the end of the day, I don't care how good it is. If you don't like getting it out of the closet and using it, you're not going to use it, and I don't care what you paid for it. So I carry everything the best out there as well as all the other stuff you'd see anywhere else. The most important thing is that you get to try before you buy in my store, and then we back it up completely. So a couple of years ago, we got together with the two best manufacturers of vacuums in the country.
All right, we're going back to the Infinity program.
Infinity, yes. Okay. We went to Miele, M-I-E-L-E. They're a German company. And they make all kinds of appliances, but they've been number one in Consumer Report the last 3 years in a row with their vacuum cleaners. That's uprights and canisters. So they
German engineering is still quality.
It really is, and especially that company. They have the highest satisfaction rate of any other manufacturer in the vacuum cleaner business, and it's not even close. Even Consumer Report could not believe how loyal their customers were. The other one is Ricar, and we've talked about them many times on our show, R-I-C-C-A-R. And what we wanted was, we said, we want to take a couple of your very best vacuums, and then we want to put our own spin on it. We want to put together the greatest warranty and service package ever given, really, on any product ever. So as an example, we had a lady come in last week, and she owned a Dyson for many years and loved her Dyson. Kimberly Lambright, I gotta go ahead and name drop. And she talked to Paul, and they talked about what it needed and how he could fix it and what he could do, and that, as we always say, when we're through with it, it will look, run, and smell like new. And get used to that, because we say that a lot here. She thought about it a lot. She said, you know what? I like what you're showing me. She looked at a couple of our Infinity machines. She said, I like them, but let's go ahead and get the Dyson fixed. Not a problem. We were going to get started on it. We ordered all our parts. She comes in Monday morning, and Paul said, hey, we're getting ready to get started on your machine. She said, well, that's great, but I'm sorry. I haven't been able to sleep all weekend. I've been thinking about that new vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
While she loved her Dyson and had it several years, she ended up getting a Ricar. It's called a Prima Tandem Air Premium. It's a canister vacuum that's the greatest canister vacuum ever. And she wanted it because, number one, it was the best. But now here's what she's going to get. For 10 years, anything that happens to that vacuum is totally free. And when I say that, I mean if she drops it down the steps and it breaks into 10 pieces, it's covered. She can have tune-ups whenever she wants, as often as she wants. She can bring it in. Pet odors, things like that, she will never have, because we'll always keep it looking, running, smelling like new. When we do those tune-ups, we will change the filters. She can rent our shampooer completely for free once each year for those 10 years. This is a 10-year Infinity warranty. We even provide the shampoo for the shampooer. If She breaks her vacuum and Murphy's Law sets in. And we don't have the one part she needed. And you know what? Auburn's going to make it to the championship of basketball, collegiate basketball, and she's going to have a party tonight. She will get a loaner vacuum to use until we get her vacuum repaired and back to her. So she has complete and total, everything is taken care of, and she can be confident that it'll always be what it should be. So, Miss Kimberly Lambright, I really appreciate it, and you got the best for a reason. And guys, this is Talking Dirty. David Lord, A&A Vacuum. We'll be right back.
Talking Dirt is on the way with David Lord.
I don't like how they say Talking Dirt and then they say David Lord.
Yeah,
it shouldn't be like that.
Should be some separation.
Yeah, definitely, for sure.
We'll have to speak to the script writers.
We'll talk to them. They may go on strike, though. This is David Lord at A&A Vacuum Art. We got two locations, West Mobile, Fairhope. Telephone numbers in West Mobile is 661-3549. In Fairhope, it is 928-9286. Check out our website, aavacuum.net. And remember, vacuum is V-A-C-U-U-M.
Is that still the only word with two U's?
I think it is.
Back to back.
I think it is. And it'll be a Jeopardy question on the final round. I promise you that.
Mm-hmm.
And then check out our television show on Comcast from 7 to 7:30, Monday through Friday.
Channel 6.
That's it. Dave is everywhere. I'm all over the place. So you can't avoid me. So just give up.
Oh, and I know you guys are open Monday through Saturday.
Yes.
Both locations. What are the hours?
8 to 5 during the week and 8 to 4 on Saturday. I never bring that up. I'm so glad
you
did. Well,
and the only reason I bring it up is because a lot of people that are 9 to 5ers may not be able to get in during the week, and
for
Saturday
sure
would be a great opportunity for them.
Yes. And listen, I say this a lot, and it usually happens after somebody's left a repair and they're coming to pick it up. That happens a lot. If you'll just call us when you're headed down and say, hey, I'm running a little behind, we'll wait. That's okay.
Yeah, so, and if you're coming in from Bay Minette or Leakesville or Goche, Mississippi, or Gulf Shores,
yes,
call ahead and let them know you're coming, and that way you can quicken that turnaround.
Well, and that you're exactly right. Now, I get a lot of customers from Gulf Breeze and over in Biloxi, and they will, if they can just tell me when they get in, they've got a vacuum, I will make it a point to get it done before you head back. So just let me know up front, and we know what to do. We know how to move.
And there may be a place in Pensacola or Biloxi like your business, but if there is, they're keeping it a deep, dark secret because nobody knows it's there.
Well, and what I want to say—
And really, I think you're a one of a kind.
Well, I hope we are. What I want to be is worth the drive, because I do realize when somebody comes to us, think of all the Walmarts, Costcos that they drove past to get to us. So I want you to have best price. I want you to have the best product. And I want you to have the best company backing it up. And that is us. And we will take care of that for you. I promise you.
David, every once in a while, and I always kind of worry that I'm going to ask, because we don't rehearse this show.
No, I
and
know.
Lord knows it's not scripted.
And I think they can tell.
Or we'd be up to our armpits and typed pages. But every once in a while, I have a question off the top of my head, and I don't want to tell you ahead of time because I know you know the answer anyhow. But, I've often wondered, I know what the difference is between, say, an upright vacuum and a canister vacuum.
Yes.
But what are the advantages of one over the other?
That's a great question. Typically, canister, it really comes down to the individual, of course. Canister people, now that's just my opinion, they tend, when they vacuum, to do everything. They don't want to just vacuum the carpet or the floors. they want to do above the floor cleaning as they're going. They want to get the cobweb up in the corner now. Mm-hmm. They want to do the blinds and the windowsill or the baseboards now. I have lots of cleaning people that will have a canister because they know they are going to do everything.
They're vacuuming with a hose.
That's
basically.
It. Now,
and pulling.
And I will say, there are some advantages that a canister would give them. Number one is reach. They will have more reach. They can do more things better with a canister than you can with almost all uprights. But here's the drawback. You're pushing something, but you got something coming behind you. Mm. So it for my personality, it wouldn't work. I start in the corner of a room, I back my way out, and then I get to moving so quickly, the cord makes me angry. I step on the cord over and over and over again, and then I know, I tell everybody, don't do this. I've run over the cord so many times.
Who hasn't?
Because I get in a hurry. So typically, guys are upright people. You know why? Because they just want to get it vacuumed and stick it in the closet.
Well, I kind of like to push ahead, too, and see what's in front of me.
Well, and that's me. And then as I'm backing out of the room, well, the only way to work the canister is you kind of kick it back and keep it behind you.
Yeah.
So it's frustrating for me, and that's why I say a lot of it has to do with personality. But a good canister can do floors exceptionally well, carpets exceptionally well. Typically, they have a little more suction because they have in the main or mother unit, they have room for a larger suction motor than most uprights do. Now, over the past 5 years or so, Miele, the German company, and Ricard have spent a lot of money making uprights that would be just as good as a canister in a lot of ways. Reach is still an issue. I mean, there's only so much hose you can get on an upright vacuum without falling off all the time. So it's not uncommon for somebody to say, I took the hose off my upright and I went a little too far and the whole vacuum fell over.
Mm-hmm.
But I have answers for that too, because if you sit in a vac store long enough, you start inventing things. So we've got all kinds of inventions for people with uprights that want to do a lot of things you could do with a canister. But most of it will end up coming down to, if you were raised pushing a canister vacuum, you're going to have a canister
vacuum.
I'm
thinking a lot of it has to do with what your mama had in the closet.
Isn't that the truth? And that is exactly right, right there.
All right, another question, and we haven't talked about either one of these before that I can remember. There is a certain challenge if you've got carpet on the floor and hardwood.
Yes.
Going from carpet to tile, or hardwood to tile, I imagine.
Right.
Are the machines doing a better job today in addressing the two different kind of surface areas? And is it as simple as putting that switch in position two or position one?
Well, what a great question.
To turn the brush off and on.
Because big box stores know exactly what you're talking about right there. Well, and the manufacturers know. So when you go to big box stores, everything says the same thing. Again, I don't care what the price is. Everything will be 12 amps. Everything. And you know why? Because 12 amps is as high as you can go without hardwiring it in. You can't have a 15-amp vacuum that you just plug in because it'd probably knock out the breakers.
Mm-hmm.
So 12 is as high as they can go, and that turns out it doesn't mean anything. They found out that you could take a 10-amp vacuum, put a light bulb on it, and because it draws more current,
call it a 12.
You have a 12-amp vacuum. Now, you haven't increased the speed of the motor or the size of the motor. You haven't done anything with your cleaning. You just draw more current. Well, companies know that, and then they also know you can print anything on a vacuum you want. It doesn't have to be correct. So every vacuum will have a setting that says bare floor on it.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is, Charlie, I think you're hitting on this. Most of them are horrible at bare floor. And the fact is, if you've got that dynamic in your home, and most of us are getting to that now because lots of people are going without carpet, they'll have an area rug. So you're literally going from from hardwood to a rug, from tile to another rug, to a runner down to some brick. And my house is kind of laid out like that. Well, that means you truly want to try the vacuum before you buy it. Because if you go look at a lineup of machines just standing up, if you go to my store and look at them, they all say 12 amps. They all say they will do bare floor and carpet. They all say easy to push. And in most cases, none of that is true. You want to try it on bare floor and see how it does. Most machines, as you know, will scatter the dirt right behind you.
Yeah, I was going to say, when I try to vacuum on a bare floor, there's always stuff flying in the air.
Oh, yeah. If you've got cats, all you got to do is get near the cat litter and just don't even look at it. Go ahead and look behind you because it shoots out so fast.
Yeah, let's don't stay on cat litter in case somebody's having a late
lunch. Yeah, that's right. So that's why I say our store is the perfect place. You don't want to just hear from me that it does bare floor or that it does edge cleaning. You want to see it done. And in our stores, you can do that. You want to see the attachments work. How do you pull them out? And how easy is it for to use it? What happens if you go two steps too far? What happens to the whole machine? Does it fall over or does it move with you? And what I can promise you is we will have the answer in our store. And most of the time, it's not the answer you thought of when you walked in. Sometimes people will come in and go, you know, my friend has a Dyson, mm-hmm. and loves that Dyson's best vacuum they've ever owned. And now I'll say, well, great, let's get that model out and let you try it. And invariably somebody goes, you know what, I can see why, you know, Miss Smith likes it, but it's not for me. It's just not for me. And that happens all the time. So great. If it's the machine you want, terrific. But if you're open to some other options, we've got all kinds of options and things that really do what you're looking for them to do, which is really clean in one pass. A buddy of mine who's also in the janitorial business, Andrew McQueen, he said, you know why I love coming here? Because when I buy a machine here, and to be honest, he doesn't go get a $1,000 vacuum. His machines are in the $250 range. But he says they hold up well, and then time is money. He says if I can pick up the dirt in one pass instead of six passes,
amen,
that makes a huge difference in how quickly we get out of there and the overall look when that customer walks in the front door again. That is a big deal, and those are things you can find out in our store. And if you're not sure about coming down to our store, again, I can't say it enough, go to our website, aavacuum.net, because, again, the machines you want to see, you'll actually be able to watch them work on the website.
I just had one of those epiphany moments. And I wonder if our listeners realize that in this one segment of this one show, you have shared more knowledge about vacuum cleaners than all of the clerks combined at Lowe's and Walmart and Target and Home Depot combined.
I think you've earned your check this week.
Because there's nobody there to talk to.
Well, that is so true.
You're lucky if you can find somebody to help you bring that box down off the shelf.
No, you'll have to go get the ladder yourself and bring it down. So, guys, we'll be right back, talking dirty, A&A Vacuum, and we'll be back in just a second.
More Talking Dirt is on the way with David Lord.
Okay, guys, we're back. This is the very last segment. This is the fastest hour ever.
Westbound traffic just about to enter the tunnel.
You think they'll make it?
I think.
All right. Well, put your sunglasses on or you're not going to be able to see the tunnel because the sun will hit you just right. All right, guys. A&A Vacuum Art, two locations, West Mobile. If you know where Cottage Hill and University Boulevard is, we are one block west of that intersection on the left-hand side. The store number there is 661-3549. In Fairhope, we are a half mile south of Thomas Hospital on Highway 98, right across the street from Cecil's old time feed. My brother Tony's out there. That is 928-9286. Again, if you can catch our TV show on Comcast 6 from 7 to 7:30 Monday through Friday. But most importantly, check out our website, aavacuum.net. And we have not talked about built-in vacuums hardly at all.
I think it's been a couple of shows.
Ooh, well, Stephen will be very upset with me about that. My son Stephen does
If you're listening, pretend I didn't say it.
Oh, yeah, good, good. He does all our built-in vacuum business. And built-in vacuums have been a huge part of our business for a very long time.
It's growing, I think.
It is now. Every so often, and I would say it's probably been 20 years since the last very cool item came in. 20 years ago, there was a product that fit up under the kitchen cabinet.
I know what you're going to say.
Yes. And it went to your central vacuum system. And
you could sweep it right it right up under the cabinet.
It was called a vac pan. And we were the first in the state to start using them. And they have been a wonderful asset to the central vacuum business. Just another reason to have it. You've already got zero return of dust. There is nothing out there that can claim 100% dust-free except for good vacuum flow systems. You've got the best attachments. When Steven puts it in, you've got the best installation. So what that means is if you just decide you're going to get some Schedule 40 pipe and glue some pipe and some fittings, let me tell you what you're going to end up doing. You can go get the most expensive system you want to get, and you will make it so that it is almost a non-issue for you. You can drop the suction so dramatically by putting too many 90s in, because each 90 represents 8 more feet of pipe run. You take the Schedule 40 pipe, which was not designed for air movement, and again, you've just slowed down or made the unit inefficient. With our systems, we use the Ricard brand system because it's made in the United States, made in St. James, Missouri. It has got a triple HEPA filtration system in it. So not only is it dust-free, no dirt circulates in the air, the person that gets to dump out the tank gets zero dust on them. That's a huge, huge feature. But then the greatest thing that ever happened is a company by the name of Hydahose came out with a retractable hose system.
Now, that's the new thing.
That is the new thing, and I am telling you, it is wonderful. Steven is going to go down this week, and he's going down to Dolphin Island. There is a lady there that has an existing home there, mm-hmm. and I think for her husband's birthday gift, she wants to give him a central vac system, and she wants the retractable hose system. And I promise you this, when Steven's through, they will think it was thought of during the building process. But what happens is, instead of taking a 30-foot hose and going up to a spot and sticking the hose in and the system cuts on, which is, hey, has been convenient and wonderful for a lot of years, now you go up to a spot, you pull out however much hose you need. Maybe you only need 5 feet because somebody just spilled all the coffee right on the floor, mm-hmm. and you can vacuum up the coffee grounds there, and it goes right back up into the system. But
well, what if there's a little wet with that coffee? Will it suck that up too?
It would suck it up too, and the initial thing would be any vacuum cleaner, you would want to avoid moisture, but I would be absolutely a liar if I didn't say I use central vacuums at both of my stores for all of my service on all my vacuums.
I would tend to throw a paper towel down to get most of the liquid up.
Sure.
And vacuum.
Well, I have picked up more moisture than anybody could ever think about, and I can't believe the systems hold up as well as they do. So the answer is no, you shouldn't pick up moisture, but Lord knows I picked up plenty, and if you did get some, this system can handle it. You won't hurt a thing. But the beauty of it is, okay, now it's time to vacuum the house. You can pull out 20 feet, 30 feet, 40 feet, up to 60 feet of hose out to do anything you want to do. And then when you're through, it will retract and go right back up into the walls in a matter of just a few seconds. There is no other word for it except it's the coolest thing you have ever seen. And again, if I can tout our website, go to aavacuum.net, and we have videos of that, how it works, what it does. It is just a phenomenal product, and it is really made Central Vacuums take off in the past couple of years here. We put it in the Parade of Homes Showcase Homes the last 3 years. And then, like I said, you know, we've talked about this before. We do existing homes all the time. As a matter of fact, we had somebody that had a system. They loved their system for many years. It was a conventional Central Vacuum vacuum flow system. And they wanted to instead get a retractable hose system, but they wanted to keep their series of pipes with their existing system. So we just ran new pipes and did the entire house with the retractable hose system. And I am telling you, they absolutely love it. So whether it's being planned and built now or whether it's existing, we can do it.
Even a historic home, I think.
Over in Biloxi, we've done that a couple of times, as a matter of fact. And it is remarkable what can be done. And then I'm going to tell you, of all the vacuums, if there was just one vacuum somebody said, I want to get the very best, that would be it. You've got a system that will last you 30 years. You've got no dust being recirculated. You've got more suction than any vacuum could ever deliver. It's got a real lifetime warranty, and we back all of that up. So when we do the built-in vacuum system, so many of these companies sub out their work to different people, and you really don't know who's responsible for what. From beginning to end, we do it all. We farm none of this out. These are all our people, my kids doing this stuff, and it's all on my dad's reputation. So we want it to be perfect, and don't get me wrong. Look, everything has a breakdown percentage, but that's where we come in. We can handle anything that could possibly go wrong and take care of it.
And before our time runs totally out, get by A&A Vacuum Mart, Mobile or Fairhope locations this week and get
Register.
Your name in the drawing. Either go by the stores or call the phone numbers.
Yes, and it's Fresh Living Cleaning. They are going to give away one free cleaning to the lucky winner, and we will announce it next week.
And what are the phone numbers real quick?
661-3549 in West Mobile, and in Fairhope, 928-9286. Dad, you're taking us home? Honey, I'll be home in just a minute.
So he's leaving the life he's come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going.
He said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, 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 what's left of his world. The world he left behind. Not so long.